Begin by closing your eyes and taking a few deep breaths, allowing each breath to be a little deeper and a little slower than the one before. As we move through this meditation, you can connect with the imagery as deeply or as lightly as you would like to, whatever feels most comfortable to you. The first step of this process is to get deeply present, letting go of everything that has come to pass and everything that's happened for you to be sitting in this very moment. And notice if there's anything floating around in your mind about the future. Those lists of things to do, any worries or wonderings that you may have about what happens in the future. Just let those thoughts and those lists go as well, drifting away. Doing this allows your awareness to be fully in the present moment and gives the mind permission to let go of the past and the future, just for now. Sometimes in this practice, you may have to reason with your mind and let it know that it's okay to let things go, and that your mind can pick back up whatever it wants to hold on to again later. But just for this moment, it's okay to let it all go. And now allow yourself to clear energy in your field that does not belong to you. It could be from interactions or conversations with other people or places that you went. Sort of a clean sweeping of your energy field to clear what does not serve you and might be lingering in your energy field. You can envision that energy rising up from your toes through your body and out a golden white light filter at the top of your head. Take a few moments to allow all that energy to flow through and out of you, and you can imagine that as this clearing is happening, that the energy is going out through that filter, and that the universe is receiving it and transforming it with love. And then, once that feels complete for you, begin to call back any energy of your own that you may have dispersed or left around in conversations or interactions with people or places you've gone or anywhere else that you may have left some energy around in your life. Imagine that energy, your energy, coming back to you and being filtered through that same golden white light at the top of your head and filling every cell of your body. You may notice at this point that your energy body has begun to feel different. It may feel more coherent, more solid. Just notice any shifts in your energetic body. Now let's take a moment to ground even more deeply by bringing your attention to your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine on your pelvic floor. And imagine a grounding or energy cord that flows from that chakra down through the physical floor, through the soil, the ground, deep down into the center of the earth. And notice whatever shape, colors, size, and form that your unique energy cord takes. Feel that connection with the earth and imagine this grounding cord connecting to a crystal at the center of the earth. And as your energy cord connects with that crystal, notice if you feel any shifts energetically or physically. Once that connection is made, envision nurturing, loving, and nourishing energy rising from that crystal up through the earth and into your energetic body, feeling that the quality of that energy is grounding and stabilizing. And just be with that experience for a moment. And now I invite you to move your awareness to your crown chakra at the top of your head, accepting in your connection to universal energy as your crown opens up like a funnel to the heavens. With your grounding cord connected to the center of the earth and your crown open to the cosmos, take a moment to imagine a light, like a tube of light that runs from the center of the earth through your body, up into the universal consciousness, the field of consciousness. And envision the energy moving up from your root through your crown and flowing over you like a waterfall and then back again. A beautiful, continuous flow of energy showering over you, connecting you both to the heavens and to the earth. And allow yourself a moment to just feel that grounded, centered energy and your connection to the earth and the noetic field of consciousness. Take a moment to sink into that connection to whatever depth or degree feels right to you in this moment. Now, gently allow the question that you contemplated before the meditation to arise in your consciousness. Or if you did not choose a question or an intention, allow one to come to you now in whatever form it takes or however it wants to reveal itself. And as this question becomes present in your awareness, you can ask for information from the interconnected field of consciousness. Noetic energy from beyond space and time, or guidance from trusted sources you have connected with before, or would like to connect with now. And simply notice what comes up for you. This kind of energy and information may show up for you in many different ways. It could be an intuitive hit, an embodied sensory experience like feeling heat or tingling, inner senses such as hearing an answer or seeing colors or images or symbols appear. You may feel emotions arise. You may have a direct experience or a direct knowing of insight or inspiration, or you may see very detailed information that you could not have accessed with your conscious mind. There are many different ways that this noetic information may arise in your consciousness, and simply allow yourself to be curious about what does arise, opening to your inner senses of perception. Notice how information that you receive in this way feels different to you than it does when using your conscious mind to gather or seek information. How this information shows up for you can always provide new information and insight about your individual noetic signature, the unique way in which you connect personally to something greater than just your individual self. And now, breathing easily, begin to bring yourself back to the here and now, feeling yourself rooted and centered. Find a way to close this session of connecting with information and energy beyond space and time. You can always come back to it later. And be gentle with yourself as you move back into the physical realm. You may want to envision bringing or pulling your energy back to your physical body. You can notice any sounds around you, feeling your body resting wherever you are, feeling the air or your clothing against your skin, and you can even wiggle your fingers and toes if you'd like to get fully back into your body. And when you feel ready, gently open your eyes. And you can either return to the blog page now, or you can continue listening. In either case, I'll give some suggested information about how you can integrate and contemplate this experience into your day-to-day life. So, if you have a piece of paper and a pen or something to draw with, let's take that moment to integrate that meditation. You can write or draw whatever feels best to you to put onto paper in the physical world, the insights that felt most powerful for you in this experience. You may want to create a mental symbol of this journey or recall any images that you received during the meditation. Something you can focus on in the coming days, allowing it to work on subconscious levels and to act as a conduit for further discovery. Take as much time as you need to write or draw what comes up for you now. Or you can simply sit quietly and contemplate the experience. And always remember that if you didn't receive any specific information or energy in this particular experience, that's totally okay. This kind of noetic information and energy may come later, and allow yourself to be open and curious to see it showing up in another way or at another time. Thank you for joining us on this experience, and we hope you'll come back to review part 3 of Helene's blog series on this energetic meditation.